So I thought I'd come along and talk about more social media. This time, I have my hands and fingertips on Vine. Now, Vine's one of those things that's really quite interesting. It's a 6-second short clip. And I have to say, it's quite nice. In particular, because I'm still sort of, I feel like I'm not 100% committed to understanding how I might deliver a successful YouTube channel. And I think YouTube's one of those platforms where you would need to just get up and go. And if you were going to do it well, then you'd probably edit it together and have lots of different bits. And Vine allows you to be, it's a lot more dumbed down in a way. It's a lot more simple. It is just 6 seconds. You can't record anymore. And it forces you, as Twitter does, to compress and condense whatever you've got so that you're far more superior, sort of far more creative in some ways with the tools that you have, or lack of tools, and you're just able to do so much more. And I think that the Vine's a great thing, except I'm becoming more interested in it and playing with different elements, I'm finding that to gain an audience is maybe more difficult over there in the UK in some ways, because the way and the trends in which I've seen the UK people use it is very very simple. It is just pointing the camera for 6 seconds and it's straightforward, or it's not quite as far forward thinking as some of the American counterpart Vine videos. However, having said that, as much as I might credit the American Viners, I think that a lot of them are pretty, because it's so diverse, a lot of them are quite dire in some ways. So the more you go digging, then you might then find out that actually American company profiles are actually equally as dull as some of the British ones. So it's a bit of a mixed bag in some ways. And I think through all of the cloud and dust on Vine, once you get to grips, which is quite straightforward, how to re-Vine, the same as retweeting. It's quite interesting, but the ability to increase your followers and things, I mean, we're still sort of in the early stages of gaining a strong audience, and I almost feel like it's potentially something that might never actually happen. Now, the reason for my not so optimistic outlook is mainly because I've just recently had another look. I've tried to tag the Vines with certain aspects, and finding and understanding what to tag and what channel to place it in almost seems irrelevant in some ways, as in it's necessary for you to get any kind of recognition, and it's a must do, but it's also magically a bit of a loss, because if you go and visit, for example, we went to look at the arts channel, and to just look at that is just wild. And the definition of art, along with the icon, even if it was creatively modern art or someone discussing art, or I'm not sure really, but using the tool of Vine creatively, musically, would be considered part of the music, but actually it could also be considered art. So the ability to not multifunction the channels and tap into more than one channel is a bit of a lack, and a potentially maybe a lack of sort of seeing forward and willingness to change by Vine. But it's really frustrating that when you go and visit the channels that you might patch your Vine through to, and you actually look at each channel, people aren't using, in particular, the arts channel effectively or at all, or in any kind of way that is remotely any definition of art, really. I saw on there people talking and doing the typical kind of comedy Vine that wasn't, it was very standard, it wasn't very nice to look at, wasn't designed to be in a certain way, and the context of what was actually inside of it was not much at all. In essence, nothing to do with art, and it was sat and tagged in the arts channel. I think in that kind of respect, although Vine is a great tool, it's still a bit frustrating not to be able to understand how, like on Twitter, we're able to engage, but I'm not able to suss out, engage, and fully explore the different levels of Vine. But as a platform for people to experiment on and to view things that are trending, funny, appealing, and quite pop in terms of art, pop in terms of science, pop in terms of news, then it has that level of popular culturism that's quite nice and interesting. And it also allows you to move on to understand how to translate your audiovisual into text potentially, or otherwise just get more involved into YouTube, I guess. So a bit of a mixed review in some ways, in that I do love Vine. I think it's great. I'm just not entirely sure about the frustration that I have towards some of the channels. I feel like they could be developed a little bit more in some ways. And that's it, really. My kind of mini observations and viewings on the digital culture that is Vine. Thank you for listening, and please do comment, as I always say, through the Twitter handle T and Toast, or if you're on Audio Boom, then please comment below. Please do stay in tuned and let us know more about your thoughts on anything you would like to talk about ever about social media.